Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Our lifestyle today has been rightly described as the hasty pursuit of unexamined goals. Most people live as if they own themselves and as if they are their own creators. Everyone seems to be in a hurry to gain wealth, fame and admiration and praise from other people. But what do you really gain when you get all that this world has to offer? You see, people seeking lasting fulfillment in the pleasures and pursuits of this world will always find it elusive. Only God can reveal our unique function for this life, as He is the architect of our destiny. It's important that we build a life that counts for eternity and adds meaning to our existence in the here and now. In today's message, titled Life is Meaningless Without God, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps us to examine our goals before we invest a lifetime in things that won't satisfy. Let's join in.
True meaning of fulfillment in life is in God. What's your heart desire? May I ask you this question? The greatest desire in life is not for food. It's not for money. It's not for success. It's not for fame, security, sex, or even love. Very often people achieve all these things and more, only to find themselves in an unexpected and unusually unpleasant situation. They end up still feeling completely unfulfilled, sometimes more dissatisfied than before. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 says this: Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes was written by the wisest man that ever lived at his time. Solomon wrote this as man who tried it all, not a man who knew it all. He chased after knowledge, and that felt meaningless. And then he chased after pleasures, and that too felt meaningless. Then he chased after recognition and promotion, and all the applause and the achievements he gained. Still something was missing in his life. And then he went after wealth, and that too was meaningless. All his searches led him to this simple truth, that the greatest pursuit of one's life is to fear God and keep His commandments. In other words, there is no true satisfaction apart from knowing God and committing oneself in His ways. Often, we try to chase after the things King Solomon did, thinking that we can find meaning and significance in those things. Successful careers, wealth, fame, romances, achievements, and awards all can be meaningless, my friend. Every single individual wants to find peace and fulfillment in life. The deepest desire in life is discovered only when a person is willing to fear God and keep His commandments, as I read from Ecclesiastes. After Solomon tried it all, chasing after knowledge, pleasures, wealth, recognition and promotion, and all the applause and the achievements he gained, still something was missing in his life. So he said, Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. What an incredible statement from the Bible. So as he talks about chasing after meaningless things in life, he concludes by saying that everything begins with the fear of the Lord. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is the duty of all mankind. It doesn't matter who you are. This must be the duty, to fear God and keep His commandments. But let me make it clear, the fear of God is not talking about terror. He's talking about honor. He's talking about reverence and respect for God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endure forever. That's recorded in Psalms 111 verse 10. This same Solomon, writing in the book of Proverbs, said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." That's Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. He also says this in Proverbs 9 verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So the fear of the Lord is not only the beginning of knowledge, but also the beginning of wisdom. No matter who you are, meaningful life begins with the fear of the Lord and keeping His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. This distinguishes the course of our world and what the Bible says, because they are in opposite directions. We have people today who are considered to be the intellectuals, the people who are running our countries, the people who are running our universities, running much of our politics, the people who are honored and respected, the people who are put on magazine covers and TV, and they do not have the fear of the Lord. David said, "I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes." That's recorded in Psalm 36 verse 1. When you see people transgressing today, saying that "I was born a male, but I feel like I'm a female," that's perverse, and people will sit there and say this is wisdom and praise these people for their decisions. It shows that they have no fear of God. They do not honor God. They think that God made a mistake and put the wrong person in the wrong body. And that's just foolishness. That is very blasphemous, you know. That's absolute stupidity. And we have people today, including presidents and politicians, promoting these. That shows that they have no fear of God. They do not honor God, and they do not respect God. David, the man after God's heart, said, "I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes." And that's a message to you, Lord. They have no understanding, and some people talk about how wise these people are. They don't have the fear of the Lord, and yet the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We have a lot of people today who despise the word of God, and Scripture says these people are fools. This is coming directly from Scripture. I know this is politically incorrect, but this is exactly what the Bible says. Psalm 14 verse 1, Psalm 53 verse 1 records the same thing. It says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good." So it's coming directly from the Bible, even though it's politically incorrect, but we have to preach the truth. A person who denies the existence of God, when day in and day out the universe is shouting at us that there is God. Let me read you a few verses of Psalm 19. It starts with this: "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." You see how the whole universe and creation is speaking to us that there is God. There is God. You can read Psalm 19 verses 1 to 7 yourself, and you see what I'm trying to talk about. Psalm 19 verse 4 says, "Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race." Verse 6, "Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. You see, so the Bible is telling us that there is creation and somebody created the world, and creation is shouting at us. Look at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So this passage of scripture I just read makes it very clear that creation is constantly shouting at us, telling us that there is a God, and people cannot hear, and that they cannot see this. It says there is no tongue, there is no language, that the witness of this creation isn't there. And yet, we have got people running our universities today, and some of our so-called highest-ranking people who are moving and shaping people today, denying the existence of God. That's totally foolish. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. Meaningful life begins with the fear of the Lord and keeping His commandments. Creation speaks out the majesty and glory of God. That's what Psalm 19 is saying, and yet many people miss it. And that's absolutely foolish. That's what the Bible says, that the fool has made up in his heart that there is no God. My friend, what we have to do is to start exalting the people that God exalts, and honor the people that God honors, and not to exalt those who deny the existence of God and come against everything that God stands for. Proverbs 1 verse 8 says this, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." In the previous verse, that's Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, he had just said the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. And now he begins to give some of the knowledge, and he talks about the fear of the Lord and honoring your father and mother. That's significant, my friend. God commands us to honor our parents, and that's in the law of God. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. That's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And the book of Ephesians says the same thing. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So there are many people who have rejected their parents' authority and respect, and that's not good. Fear God and obey His commandments. From childhood, they have been rebellious and rejected God's commandments, and yet His word is the beginning place for wisdom. So in conclusion, God must be the purpose of our lives. Life is meaningless without Him. God alone is our source of joy, hope, peace, and comfort. He alone is our place of refuge. So today, surrender everything in your life that is keeping you from pursuing God. What do you have to surrender in order to chase after Jesus? May I ask you this question? Is it your pursuit of fame? Is it your pursuit of knowledge? Is it your desire to be better than others? You may answer that question for yourself. There are many things that always overpromise but underdeliver. Following Jesus is where we find true meaning, true joy, true peace, true fulfillment. So today, I want to encourage you to take inventory of your pursuits at the moment. What do you spend your time, your talent, your treasures on? I'm asking you, what are you chasing after exactly? Turn wholeheartedly to Jesus. Place your faith in His leading. As you do, you will experience true meaning and fulfillment. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.